to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? I hope everything is going good. I wanted to bring you a ray of sunshine all the way from Canada, Sue Simmons. She is a ray of sunshine on what some may perceive as gloom and doom when they are faced with the reality of having a child that is autistic. Sue Simmons, she helps moms who are overwhelmed by autism take back their power so that they feel confident as a parent and can connect joyfully with their child. She's on a mission, Brange, to manage autism as the founder of Equidox Family Consulting. We want to welcome her here to The Edge so she can enlighten us, uplift us, and engage us and give us some sunshine. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, April. Good morning, Brains. I am so excited to be here, and I am a ray of sunshine today.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. On what could be perceived as a gloomy day. I want to hear all about you first as a person, because you can't be a parent, you can't be an advocate, you can't be a mother until you are you. Tell us about you, Sue.
Thanks, April. So I was born in Toronto, Ontario, and Toronto is such a great city. I went to the University of Toronto. I am a health nut. I love to eat good food. I love to get good exercise, hang out with friends. I love animals. I recently had 3 cats and 3 dogs. It was the numbers are lower. But yeah, I'm truly a health nut, and I really believe strongly when it comes to our kids, that we are underserving them in so many ways, but we will get to that. So I was working in marketing. I moved to Peterborough after I met my husband on a blind date. And I was working in the field of marketing when autism whacked me over the head.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so you're married. You're currently married, correct?
Recently separated, as a matter of fact, amicably.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You're consciously uncoupled, but I'm just trying to figure out the dynamics of the family. And so how many children do you have?
I have 2. Yeah, my son is 22, and he was diagnosed with autism at the age of 5, and my daughter is currently 18.
Wow. So what did that look like when the doctor comes in and tells you we have a concrete diagnosis that your son is autistic? What did that look
like? Well, you know, it was super hard. So leading up to that time, you know, my son was born, and shortly after that, I started to realize that my husband, God love him, didn't appear that he was really ready for the responsibility of being a parent. He was really distant, and I couldn't really understand what was going on. I felt like I was doing all the doing, and he was, you know, he was doing his own thing, and that was really strange. And then when my son turned about 3, that's when everything went sideways. It was as though my happy little guy just vaporized, and all of a sudden he didn't have the same interest in me. He was more interested in, he was really into Hot Wheels at that time, and he was really into lining up his cars, and he would make these great big long car lines. And if I tried to get involved with him, if I tried to move a car, meltdown, big meltdowns. And that's when I started to really worry, because it was just as though he was withdrawing from life. And So it took me, I'm going to say, 2 years of absolute hell to try to figure out what was going on. I had professionals coming into the house and doctor's appointments, and it wasn't until we went to the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, where they did a huge intake, appointments with my husband and I, looking into our family tree, and then we got the diagnosis. And you could have knocked me over with a feather, April. It was horrific, and I'll never forget driving home from that appointment. My mom, who has since passed, God love her, was a bipolar alcoholic, and that was quite a combo. And she said to me, well, it's not going to kill him. And well,
she was
an eternal optimist,
too.
Oh, yeah, she sure was. And, you know, fast forwarding, it did come close to taking his life on more than one occasion.
Wow.
But it was a really heavy time. And as a mom, man, I'm sure there are many moms listening to this who can relate, just
right.
feeling helpless, feeling like I couldn't do anything.
Well, I want to ask you
right.
a couple of questions. There's a couple of hot topics that are going on here in the U.S., like going over all over the planet when it comes to immunization. Now, I am not going
yeah.
to be pro or con because I am all about immunization. I believe in it,
mm-hmm.
but it's a far cry from what it was when I got my daughter immunized as well as myself. You know, they're giving them these combinations of drugs, you know, 4 or 5 shots in one, you know, one setting. The babies
yeah.
are still very young. They're not able to adapt. So I don't know if that, you know, if that's a hot ticket item there in Canada, but it's really at the forefront to where people are opting not to immunize their children, and now
mm-hmm.
we have this outbreak
mm-hmm.
of measles. What is your feeling on that?
Yeah, and you're right. Talk about a hot topic. You know, I can actually remember when my son was young, and he had one of his second or third immunizations. And I do remember, April, seeing a distinct shift in his behavior. So that was a red flag for me. Now, he had all of his immunizations, and I am a believer that we need to immunize our children, particularly when it comes to this outbreak of measles. You know, that would be a nightmare if we had some kind of epidemic like that on our hands. I so appreciate parents wanting to be cautious and doing the best thing for their kids. But I would have to say, this is my own personal opinion, I think that immunizations are important, and I think we need to respect that.
We do, and you know, it's a health concern for the children that our children come in contact with, as well as everyone else. So you received
yeah.
this diagnosis. You now are the parent of a 22-year-old that has went through,
mm-hmm.
You said he was pretty, he was on the stronger side of the autistic spectrum. You know, and I know you've been through many meltdowns and, you know, just the whole family dynamic. How did that impact your entire family when you have to give special and additional attention to your son versus your daughter and your spouse?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, I think right now, for me, going back to that particular time, like, I remember hearing from doctors, you know, you're giving your son too much attention, you're loving him too much. Oh, my gosh. It was,
no,
you know, talk about how to, you know, how to destroy a mother. At that time, I had also realized that my husband was on the autism spectrum. And
wow.
that added, and I'm sure there are a lot of parents, a lot of moms, and possibly dads, too, listening to this, who also have a parent of a child on the spectrum, and that complicates things for many. I know in my own family, my husband had a very hard time with, you know, he would get really frustrated over little things, but kind of have a hard time you know, handling and wrapping his head around the big issues. So it was crazy because I felt like, you know, wait a second, this is a huge issue. But he had a hard time wrapping his head around those things. But
today
things are a little bit different because now when a child is diagnosed, you know, parents are more or less routinely told to get their child into therapy. And by therapy, it's typically behavior therapy. And the challenge for parents is that, you know, it's mainly the moms who tend to be driving from appointment to appointment to appointment. And so what this does is it puts tremendous strain on families because they don't have the same resources to give to their other children. You know, siblings are feeling left out. Moms are feeling like they have no place in the, you know, in terms of helping their child because of the sort of unspoken message. It's like, hey, girl, you know, get your child to this appointment, get your child to this appointment. And so they're kind of left out in the cold. And, you know, dads are stepping back going, you know, what the heck? And the whole family is so stressed that
And your partner is looking for some me time. You know, let's just keep it real. You know, there is a lot that is, you know, I remember when we had our daughter, the first thing that the pediatrician told us is find a good sitter so that you can reconnect and that you can pour into one another and have some great conversations, some cuddle time, because, again, that's a stress reliever. That's a validation of you're important as a mom, but you're also important as a dad, and as a team, we are going to work together for the betterment of our children. There's shame associated with that when your child acts out. That is them being who they are. And so people are embarrassed to maybe take their kids around, or you hear the whispering, oh, yeah, they're fine, but, you know, their child is special. So what do you say to that parent? You know, how do you tell them to, you know, get into your partner, give yourself a break, and not be shamed by something that you have no control over, but just love beyond that and get within groups that understand? Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's important. It's very, very important for parents to find time to connect. The challenge is, though, that many parents have a really hard time finding a babysitter who can be with the child that they feel comfortable with. And, you know, so parents are often really reticent in leaving their child and going out. So, you know, that creates another challenge for parents. And then
maybe we'll add that as a resource on your website, too, on maybe we can find some, you know, some rest breaks, some people that are specialized that would really want to do like a group setting or to do some babysitting. I think that would be great because I'm telling you, I take care of Mama, and she's 89, and that is some work. That is some work. So I know what it is to be a caregiver. It is not easy. So we want to talk about a little bit about your program. You know, you are the founder of Equidox Family Consulting. Tell us about that.
So when when my son was young, I started a support group, and I was determined to connect with other moms who were going through the same thing as I was. And it was amazing. We had so many people at the group. So we had 45, sometimes 50 people. And through that group, someone brought in a brochure about a parent-based intervention program. And I read this and I was all over it because as a parent, I mean, words cannot describe how horrible it is to feel like you cannot parent your own child. There is nothing worse. So I looked into this program, and it's a program based on a developmental approach to autism. rather than a behavioral approach to autism. And this is one of the things that I think it's really important to mention, April. And when a child is diagnosed, parents are not given really recent information about how a child's development is impacted by autism. They're often just kind of shuffled off to therapy. And so what happens is parents don't really understand that their child spends so much of their time feeling overwhelmed and frustrated and way overstressed. And this is a result of processing difficulties. So if you consider, in our brain, we have different brain centers, and in an autistic child's brain, these different brain centers are configured slightly differently. Parts are overconnected and parts are underconnected. And so if you consider a group of computers that are networked differently, that brain is going to operate slightly differently. So these kids are literally wired in a different way. And parents aren't given this information. And to take it a step further, the thing that they are not told is that this impacts their ability to parent their child. So parents are left feeling like, it's my fault. You know, what have I done wrong? And so I tell parents, this is not your fault.
Right.
So going back to the parenting program that I did, this developmentally based parent program, I was floored when I realized this information that's all based on science. And so it made perfect sense to me once I began to understand that, you know, the parent-child relationship that typically unfolds in typically developing children, it doesn't occur in the same way. So when parents are trying to interact with their child, the child is often overwhelmed or frustrated or withdraws, and the parents become more directive. They prompt more and prompt more, and that just makes things worse.
So what they're
it's
doing,
a vicious cycle.
Right. So what they're doing is it's more behavior modification instead of teaching them how to cope and adapt and to live. So it is a programming, or that in conjunction and in concert with medication. So it's very strong. It's strong for the child as well as for the parent trying to find, you know, their equilibrium, trying to find their balance. Tell us about some resources there in Canada, and you also wanted to recommend some great books for parents with children that have autism.
Yeah, so currently, we are addressing autism typically through behavior therapy, and all therapists are well-meaning. It's not my place to be critical of anyone, but do want to say that you know, the way we're approaching autism through this behavior-based approach is the research is decades old, and so there is much more current recent research around autism, around the brain, and there is so much that is possible for our kids that isn't necessarily addressed through behavior therapy. There are there's new research talking about neuroplasticity and how our brains are capable of changing. And that means that with the right experiential stimulation, our kids' brains can change. So autism is no longer a life sentence. It doesn't need to be looked at as this child will never change, because that is the farthest thing from the truth. You know, we need to raise the bar. We need to expect more for our kids. And I think we need to, as parents, start to think about how we can get involved. And that's the thing that has really kind of got me frustrated, because parents, you know, parents and their kids are in a relationship for life. And
exactly.
Therapy, yeah, therapy is for now, but not for life. And
because they're going to have to branch out and be their own individual. So when it comes to outreach and resources, you said that you wanted to talk about a couple great books that people can take hold to, as well as,
yeah,
of course,
sure.
Your program.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a couple of really amazing new books. I love Dr. Mona Delahook. She is in California, and she has recently published a new book. It's just out. It's called Beyond Behaviors. And I subscribe to her thinking, which is, again, all grounded in neuroscience. And that is, you know, when we are trying, you know, the current approach is more about trying to normalize behavior, trying to make a child look, you know, quote unquote, more typical. What we're not taking into consideration is that child's emotional state. You know, these children are stressed. Their bodies and minds are stressed to the max. And when we try to add on to that, you know, appointments and appointments and appointments, we can inadvertently be making things worse. So I would highly recommend Dr. Mona Delahook's book, Beyond Behavior. There's another one by Dr. Barry Prisant called Uniquely Human. And this is a groundbreaking book as well. In his book, Dr. Prisant talks about children with autism being, you know, little human beings, not from Mars. You know, these are human beings, and their behavior is in response to their circumstances. So if you have challenges processing, you know, thinking, responding, going with the flow, which these kids do, when we put expectations on them that they can't meet, then these are little human beings. They are going to act out.
Yes, they are, because they have no other outlet. So we want to talk a little bit about Lemons to Lemonade, Better Behavior Bootcamp, a program designed specifically for moms and kids with autism. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, if they want to do some more deep diving, if they want to partner with you, if maybe they're qualified to be a babysitter and give somebody a rest.
Yeah.
How do they contact you, Sue Simmons?
Absolutely. So you know, my passion is supporting parents to transform their emotional chaos into a calm connection so they can enjoy a loving and playful relationship with their child,
right,
and their whole family. So that is the foundation of all of my work. And so my newest program is actually called Better Behavior and Beyond. And you can reach me at lemons2lemonade.mom. That's lemons2lemonade, lemonade.mom. And this is, I'm so excited about this program. It is leading edge, based on the most recent research in autism and neuroscience. And I love this stuff. It's a six-month program, and it is for parents, and it's based on online modules that they can go through on their own, you know, at their own pace, at a pace that works for them. The boot camp is a shorter-term program that I was running earlier, but I have since decided to stretch it out to give parents more time. So it is based on the online modules. There is lots of one-on-one coaching. I do Q&A sessions every 2 weeks. We have a private group. One of the cool things that I'm also teaching parents in the program is how to use EFT or tapping,
right,
to reduce their own stress.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because, you know, these mamas need to look after themselves, and I fell down with this one.
Well, you know,
I learned the hard way.
That's okay. We need soldiers out there on the battlefield for the bumps and bruises and for the rough spots. And I want to thank you, Sue Simmons, for doing that, for really forging ahead and not letting this be a bone of contention, but actually being an advocate, learning to love yourself and not feel guilty about what's going on in the world around you, to be able to find some balance and some harmony. EFT is so powerful for the parents and maybe even for your child. A little meditation, a little rest break, a little love, good reading, and some great resources. Thank you so much, Sue Simmons, for being with me here on The Edge. I value you and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, April.
All right, brains. You know, I got it for you. I'm serving it up. Okay, hot and saucy. Love, art, entertainment, music, science, research. I got some great contests. And I forgot to tell you, Sue is going to be doing some other programs, and she's going to be connecting with us, and so we will be the first ones to hear about it. I'm so excited about everything that's going on here at The Edge. We are moving, changing, we're innovating, we're doing some great stuff. So please stay tuned and get turned up on what's happening here on The Edge. Thank you again, Sue Simmons from Canada,
Thank
Toronto.
Thank you so much, April.
Thank you for bringing in the sunshine.
My pleasure.
All right, brains, have a spectacular day. I'm counting on you.